Hello everyone, welcome to Living the Stories, a UU storytelling podcast to use stories to bring people of all ages joy and comfort during these difficult times. I'm Rachel Kohler, the Director of Religious Exploration at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Corvallis. And today's story is as follows. Once, in a time not very long ago, in a place not very far away, there lived a man who feared for his heart. He had seen time and time again the people around him have their hearts broken by the world, and he longed to always have a heart that was whole and unblemished by cracks or bruises, and so he held himself carefully apart, guarding his heart from anything that might harm it, and consequently he lived a life that was dreadfully lonely and yet perfectly safe. The man who feared for his heart could not isolate himself completely. He had to make a living somehow. He chose as his career the solitary life of a freelance computer coder, spending long hours alone in the soft glow of a screen, kept company only by the sound of clacking keys typing strings of symbols. But even a freelance coder had to interact with others sometimes, and it came to pass one day that he found himself falling in love with the project lead on a piece of software, a sweet-voiced young man with wide blue eyes and an easy laugh. The man who feared for his heart feared for it even more than ever. Now, there were general rumors that swirled in the city of a fortune-teller who could grant a heart's desire for a price. And so one foggy morning, the man who feared for his heart set out from his apartment to seek her. In an alley near the wharf, he found what he sought under a blinking sign that advertised tarot readings in neon pink. He pushed open the door, which jangled with bells as it squeaked on its hinges, and entered a dim room as dense with the smoke of incense as the alley outside was dense with mist. A voice spoke from the corner of the room. "Young man, do you fear for your heart so much that you would seek me out?" He felt fear for his whole self that the fortune teller, for it must be she, would know why he had come before he'd spoken a single word, but he steeled himself and answered, "Yes, I can give you what you think you want, but I do not think you understand what you are asking for."
"I'm sure."
"Very well." A wrinkled hand emerged from the swirling smoke, offering a box that contained a small brown ball of something. It had an herbal, earthy smell, like strong tea. "Swallow this, and you will have what you desire." The man who feared for his heart hesitated for an instant, but he feared for his heart more than he feared to consume the unknown substance, so he placed it in his mouth and swallowed it down. It was unimaginably bitter, and it scraped his throat, but he managed. A burning sensation filled his chest, like hot glass against his ribcage, and he coughed once, twice, three times, and then he coughed into his hands something smooth to the touch and glittering, a crystal heart with a hinged lid. He regarded it with wonder.
"A beautiful heart, indeed," said the fortune teller. "Simply open the heart and fill it with everything you love, everything you are grateful for, and whatever is in the box can never hurt you."
Brimming with relief, the man who feared for his heart no longer ran home. The first thing he put into the box were his feelings for the young man with the easy laugh, followed by the love he held for his parents and the affection he harbored for the family dog. He added the joy he took in his hobbies, his gratitude for his good job and his nice apartment, and the appreciation he had for brisk fall strolls in the city park. More and more he added to the box, everything he feared to lose, until the crystal heart was full and he himself was empty. Then he placed the heart upon the shelf and more or less forgot about it. His life became a dull and dreary one, one of automatic routines, joyless and pale. He felt no happiness, no gratitude, no appreciation, but when the family dog passed away of old age in its sleep, the crystal heart upon the shelf remained whole and unblemished by cracks or bruises, and he felt a strange kind of satisfaction. Things continued in this wise for some months, until one day, when his email pinged with a new message. It was the young man with the easy laugh, asking him if he was feeling all right, and if he'd like to go out for dinner sometime. The man who'd feared for his heart felt nothing, but he knew that he would have once felt something, and he realized that he wanted to feel something. He raced to the shelf on which the crystal heart was set, and he worked at the catch, trying to open the box and take out the feelings he'd once had for the young man, but the catch was stuck. Finally, in frustration, he threw the heart to the floor. With a crash, it cracked neatly in half. The man who feared for his heart felt everything he hadn't felt in months, in an overwhelming crush, and he fell to his knees and he wept. As he wept, he gathered the pieces of his broken heart and pressed them back into his chest. Then he stood, understanding finally that only hearts that are willing to be broken can truly feel love and joy and gratitude. And then he sat at his computer and asked the young man if he'd like to meet up for dinner that weekend. But that is a story for another time.